There was a saying taped to the wall of my mom's house during the last years of her life. It was in my sister's handwriting. She put it there a year or two after mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It greeted us every time we were in the kitchen, in the early years while we made tea, refilled meds, or played bananagrams at the table, and then in the later years when we needed a private nook to weep where mom couldn't see us. It said, "No matter how broken you feel, you are still whole." I've been thinking a lot about that quote lately. Everything is broken right now. Windows, public institutions, trust. I read somewhere once that rage is the radical tip of a grief that time will never root out. Sometimes grief sits with us forever. The loss of a parent, mass death, the degradation of humanity. Sorrow, heartbreak, and rage are colliding in public and in private. In the morning, I savor that instant of time before I fully remember the state of our world. But like so many others, I get up, put one foot in front of the other, and try to make sense of the despair. One of the most vivid memories I have of Mom is a Sunday I wheeled her into church with me in her latest stages of Alzheimer's. As was typical of that time, she was out of it, glassy-eyed, staring off into space. Then, all of the sudden, when the recessional hymn, "We Shall Overcome," started playing, her eyes lit up. She sang all the words at full volume with ease and conviction. A moment of wholeness. I find small ways to feel this now. The extra tight hug from my children before they go to sleep. The just the right time phone call from a friend. The birds reclaiming their song. No matter how broken you feel, you are still whole. With the perspective, I'm Karina Moreno.